My lesson this morning, very simple, very straightforward lesson, and the title of it is Christian Growth. Christian Growth. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Peter, gives us a command in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. And there he says, "But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And so we are commanded to grow in grace. And to grow in grace, what does that mean? It basically means to grow in favor with God. Now, who in here does not want to grow in favor with God? If we're young, we want to grow in favor with our parents. If we're out working, we want to grow in favor with our employers. We want to grow in favor with our friends and with our family. But how much more to be able to grow in favor with your Creator? Well, how do we do that? How do we grow in favor? Well, we study His Word. We apply it to our lives. We let God's Word work in our lives, and we let it mold us so that we can be more pleasing to Him. And notice also he specifically states, grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are commanded to grow in our knowledge, not only about Christ, but of course what Christ taught us in His Holy Word. And this is vitally important to us because one day we will be judged by the words of Jesus. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 48, He says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him on that last day." Jesus himself had to grow. You ever think about that? Even Jesus himself had to grow in all areas. And he set a perfect example for us to follow. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, it says that Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with man. So notice there that it says Jesus grew in wisdom. In other words, he developed mentally, as all of us do. It says he grew in stature. In other words, he developed physically, as all of us do. In fact, he looked no different than any ordinary man. Isaiah 53 and verse 2. But notice especially there that it says he grew in favor with God. He developed spiritually. We know that he was a good student of the law. At 12 years old, he amazed his teachers of the law with his understanding and with his answers. Luke chapter 2 and verse 47. And he grew in favor with men. In other words, he developed socially. Jesus was not an introvert. He wasn't an outcast. He grew up and he interacted with people around him, and people respected him. He grew in favor with his fellow man. So Jesus grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew spiritually, and he grew socially. And we should follow his example, and of course we should grow in all of these areas as well. Jesus grew in wisdom, and so should we. Now think about how much each one of us have grown in our wisdom as far as things that are taught in school. Whether you're taught in school or whether you're homeschooled, think about how much you have learned about science, about math, about English, about history, about economics, about government, etc. We have learned a lot of things if you think about it, right? And we should have. Think about how many hours we have spent in school. If you add up all the hours from kindergarten to 12th grade, you've spent approximately 13,500 hours studying. Now, if you went on to college, it was even more than that. That's good. But now compare that to how much time have we spent studying God's Word. How much time have we spent studying God's Word? Even if you went to every Sunday morning class, every Sunday evening class, every Wednesday night class, and you did that for 20 years straight, do you know what grade you would be in school? Second grade. You wouldn't have spent about as much time as you do by the time you are in second grade. So how much more, think about how much we learn, how much more could we know, how much more could we understand about God's Word if we spent the time in it? If school children don't spend time studying, they won't grow in their knowledge. And if we don't spend time studying, then we will not grow in our knowledge of God's Word. You know, I think about Paul instructing Timothy. He told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But we also read that Timothy knew the scriptures from a child, right? 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. He knew the scriptures from a child, and yet Paul's still telling him, you need to study. How much more do we need to study? That's something that we can never stop doing. We have to continue to do it throughout our lives. So Jesus grew in wisdom. He also grew in stature. He physically grew up. He was healthy physically. Growth is extremely important. When we have a little baby, what's the first thing that we do to it? We weigh it and we measure it, right? And then it doesn't take too long after that, we take it into the doctor and we weigh it and we measure it again. And we make sure that that baby is gaining weight. We make sure that that baby is growing. And if that baby isn't growing, that's really bad, right? It's really bad if the baby is not growing. Well, the same is true with a Christian. Spiritual growth in a Christian is very important. And when we first become Christians, we're babies in Christ. But we need to make sure we don't stay babies in Christ. God expects us and commands us to grow and to mature. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, it says, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Do babies desire to eat a lot? Daniel, does that baby eat a lot? Does it have to eat quite often? It desires milk, right? And quite often, because it needs that milk to grow. Well, as newborn Christians, we have to have a healthy desire for the Word of God if we're going to be healthy and if we're going to continue to grow. But unfortunately, some Christians do not desire the Word. They do not strive to grow. And a lot of Christians, unfortunately, they will remain babies their whole life. They will remain babies in Christ their whole life. Turn to Hebrews. Look at Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. The Hebrew writer here writes to Christians that were not growing. And he says in verse 12, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And you are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So they should have grown enough to be able to teach others by that time. But they hadn't grown. In fact, they still needed to be taught themselves. They were still babies in Christ. They still needed the milk of the gospel. And we need to make sure that none of us do that. We've got to continue to grow. Notice in verse 14 that the strong meat of the gospel belongs to those who exercise. And that word exercise there is talking about vigorous exercise. In other words, those who grow to understand God's word are those who exercise at it, those who work at it, who put some effort into it. They will be the ones who will be able to understand God's word. In chapter 6 and verse 12, he says, don't be slothful, don't be lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So we need to make sure that we're not lazy when it comes to studying God's word. You know, there's a lot of different ways that we can be lazy, right? We can be lazy physically. We don't want to go out and work. We don't want to go out and support our family. We don't want to do things that we need to do. That's lazy physically. But we can also be lazy mentally. And we can also be lazy spiritually. My whole life, I've never really had a problem working physically. I liked going outside. I liked digging ditches or chopping wood or those things. But man, tell me I have to write a report or some studying, that is hard for me. And I can be lazy when it comes to those areas. That's something that I have to work at. But we need to make sure that we're not lazy in any way, not physically, not mentally, and certainly not spiritually, because exercise is essential to growth. A baby, if it doesn't exercise, it will not grow. Even a full-grown man, if you tie his arm to his side and he doesn't use it, what happens to that arm? Eventually it grows smaller and weaker, and it can eventually become useless, right? We need to make sure that we're exercising our minds and our spirits. We have to continue to feed on the Word of God, continue to strive to grow in every area that we can. We need to stay busy in the work of the Lord, because as we've said before, I don't know how many different ways it's been said in here, but if we're not growing, we're slowing. It's like we're driving a car uphill. You let off of the gas, you don't just stay there on the side of the hill. You start rolling backwards, and Satan will start to take advantage of that. So Jesus grew in favor with men, and he grew in favor with God. And that should be the goal of all of us this morning, is to grow in favor with God. Why aren't some Christians growing spiritually? Well, the truth is, some just don't really want to grow. They don't have that desire that they should have to grow. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. In a lot of cases, it's easier not to grow. It's a lot easier just to coast along. It's a lot easier to watch television than it is to sit down and study sometimes, right? It's a lot easier to do. But what did Jesus say in Matthew 7 and verse 13? He said, "Enter in the straight gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." The way to destruction is the easy route. And most people are going to take that broad, that easy route that doesn't take any work at all. It does take work to grow. And in fact, God said it takes vigorous exercise. The Hebrew writer said, "Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." If we don't grow, if we don't stay in God's Word, we won't be able to discern right from wrong. We won't be able to discern good from evil. It takes work to walk that straight and narrow path. Matthew 7 and verse 14, "Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." So as we begin to wrap this up, it's a short lesson this morning, but what are the results of not growing? What are the results of not growing? If you don't grow, you'll never reach your potential, and you'll never realize your capabilities. You'll waste those. The congregation will never have the spiritual leadership that it could have with you. It'll never have the example that you can be to others. You'll be more susceptible to false doctrine. You'll be more susceptible to false teachers. And ultimately, you can drift away. You can fall away and lose your salvation. And we've seen that with people. They don't grow. They don't take God's word in. They begin to drift away. They eventually fall away, and they lose their salvation. But what happens when we do grow? Then we can develop as leaders. We can give of ourselves. We can give of our time. We can give of our skills and our talents. And on top of that, we'll grow in every way. You'll be a more patient person. You'll be a more kind person, a more loving person. You will have a strong faith, and ultimately you will never fall if you continue to grow. Look at one more passage. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. I love these verses, especially the way they end here. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. And he said, "Beside this, give all diligence." Notice diligence. "Add to your faith, virtue to your virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, patience to patience, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love." Grow in all these areas. Build on all these areas. And then notice verse 8, "If these things are in you and abound, they make you that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off. He's forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence." Notice here, diligence, or make haste, it might say in your translation, "to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you will never fall." Now that is think about that promise. If you grow in all these areas, you will never fall away. And then notice verse 11, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." If you continue to grow in all those areas, you will never fall away from God, and you will enter heaven one day and begin an eternity with Him. The best reason to grow, I think by far, is simply to please God. To please God. To cause God to look upon you with favor. Think about how powerful a statement that is. You can cause God to look upon you with favor as you continue to grow. First thing we have to do, though, is we have to become a Christian, right? So have you taken those steps to become a Christian? You've heard the gospel. You know that Jesus came, that he died, he was buried, he rose again. You believe the gospel. All you need to do now is repent of your sins, confess your faith before others, be baptized into Christ, immersed in water, rise to walk in newness of life, and then look forward to heaven. If you're a Christian already this morning, are you growing as a Christian? We all, I think, could do better. I know I could do better. Feed on God's word. Live by God's word. It's going to take some effort, but it is more than worth the effort. There's nothing better that you could do for yourself than get into God's word. Think about that. There's nothing better that you could do for yourself than to get into God's word and apply it to your life. It's going to help you. It's going to help your family. It's going to help your brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's going to help everyone around you. It's amazing the power of God's word if we'll apply it to our lives. If you have a need this morning, you can come forward as we stand and as we sing.